Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Anna Murray. Anna, I need your website, please.
My website is emediaweb.com.
All right. And she's the founder of eMedia. She's the author of a number of books, including a new novel, Greedy Heart, coming out in a few months, for April, I think. And I can't wait to get my copy, Anna. So, by the way, on the book, it's A.P. Murray. That's the title. That's the author's. That's how she spells her name on the book. And, Anna, are they going to put your picture on the back of the book, on the back cover? Make sure they do that.
They do. Okay, I'm all over the place.
We need your face on that book. So, Anna, let's talk about what's some of the. Well, let me set it up this way. For 2 years on this show, I've been talking about it, what I've called it. I haven't heard anybody else say this. Maybe they have, but I've been calling it World War III. I've been saying that the United States is engaged fully in World War III. It's 100% being fought in cyberspace, and we're losing. What do you think?
Well, I think it's probably hard to tell who's winning and losing, because this is an area that is very hard to report on and people don't disclose.
But there are battles being fought.
Oh my gosh.
And if we don't know who's winning, if America should be winning, if we don't know who's winning, we are losing. That's the answer.
Well, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if you're in a game and you don't know who's winning, chances are it ain't you, right?
If you're in a poker game and you don't know who the schmuck is, you're the schmuck. Go ahead.
That's right. No, there's no doubt that this is World War III level stuff. What's so weird about the cyber war is that, you know, in a real war, the actors are soldiers. You have one nation state in a battle against another nation state. And even in the terrorist wars that we've been dealing with, you know, mm-hmm. the enemy is sort of well defined. You can name it ISIS, Al Qaeda, et cetera. You know, in the cyber world, with the cyber warfare, you could have a hacker group acting on behalf of Russia, and one day acting on behalf of Iran, the next
proxies
day
they're proxies act- proxies.
Attacking a bank. Yeah. They're proxies. They're attacking a bank. They could attack a high-value private citizen. This is the terrain is completely fluid and chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the actors are fluid and chaotic.
And they're capable. So, they've got leverage like we couldn't even have imagined before. Where once upon a time during World War II, for example, no crummy little bomb builder in Romania could have heard America from Romania.
Exactly.
Today, some guy sitting with a computer on his desk and a good internet connection could hurt America.
No question. And I think with regard to our current political situation. We had a traditional style attack
yep.
yesterday in retaliation for the killing of the Iranian general. But a lot of us in the tech world are really sort of, you know, white-knuckling to say where and
bracing.
When does the cyber attack happen.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, it's already happened. They've already done it. We've done it to them. They've done it to us. But this is what I'm concerned about. Anna, is people worry about the traditional war potential and how that could get out of hand. That's nothing, in my opinion, compared to what could be done on the cyber side. What do you think?
Well, there's a level of parity. I mean, I think we're all still afraid of the nuclear threat, but you know,
Iran's not going to fly a missile into America, but they can flat shut down our electric grid if they tried hard enough.
Yes, and that would be like a nuclear winter. If you imagine major cities in the U.S. without heat, without water, without traffic lights, without the ability to pump gas into cars.
In 2004, a squirrel did it in Ohio and shut down 8 states. So Iran can do it, right?
Right, and the Russians did it against Ukraine in the middle of winter.
Exactly.
In 2015. So, you know, it can be done.
America has got, folks, we've all got to do our best to shore up our defenses in the cyber world. Hey, Anna, you're so smart. Thanks for being here. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
Good job today.
Happy to be with you.
Anna Murray, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Anna joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.